I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Montana officials have kicked into high gear now that the long-delayed Southwest Montana Veterans Home is a reality. State and local officials are now facing deadlines for the project that are fast approaching. A letter from the Veterans Administration said Montana needed to get its grant application for the federal money in by September 30th of this year, or they needed to ask for a conditional grant award by the end of this month.
From a state perspective, we will do everything necessary to make sure that we meet the timelines to get this built as soon as possible, including design, bid, and construction.
State Budget Director Dan Villa said the state's architect and engineering department is working with CTA architects to get the designs to the VA for approval.
So goal is to be to bid in January of 2019 and then start construction sometime in calendar year 2019.
The project, first proposed in 1993, had been languishing for decades because of a lack of money. While the VA approved the project and said it would fund a long-term care facility in Butte, the problem was Congress didn't provide enough money for all of the VA's priorities, leaving the Southwest Montana Veterans Home in limbo. Then at the state level, bills to loan this project money while it waited for the federal funds failed session after session in the Republican-controlled Montana legislature. The project was brought back to life by the injection of nearly $9 million at the insistence of Senator John Tester in this year's federal budget talks.
This is an important project for southwestern Montana, as you well know, Jackie. And it's something that the people of Butte have been fighting for a long time. It now appears all signs are go, and we're going to get this thing built.
The Democrat worked with the Republican chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and a Republican on an appropriations subcommittee to find the money that was eventually put into the so-called omnibus spending bill signed into law last March.
And in the end, we were able to get what I think is a good set of projects throughout the country, and Butte Silver Bow is part of that equation.
And I have to just throw out this question because it's a political year and you're up for re-election. Your opponent has thrown out the quip many times about he's not wanting to bring home the bacon but slaughter the hog. Would you consider this a pork barrel project?
No.
Tester said the government needs to live up to its promise that it made to veterans.
And our end of the deal is making sure that they have a place that they can retire in dignity and live the later years of their life.
And he criticized his Republican opponent, Matt Rosendale, for repeatedly voting against the Southwest Montana Veterans Home when he was in the Montana legislature. Rosendale, who's in Washington, D.C., fundraising and meeting with GOP campaign officials, was not available for comment despite repeated requests. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.